fight. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Tuesday, January 7th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us every Tuesday in this time slot is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
You've been all over this story as soon as we heard about it. State Representative Ken Borden put out a statement. It broke even nationally. Fox News reported on this, about this plan that the DNR and the Parks State Land Management Bureau, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, wanting to give a lease to a solar panel, farm panel company to basically remove 400 acres of trees in the Otsego area. Explain to the folks what you know about this situation as we stand here this morning.
Well, so what I know is that RWE Solar out of Austin, Texas, back middle of this summer, decided to propose an 1,100-acre solar array. I do not call them farms. They do not produce anything. They are not solar farms. It's a solar array. So 1,100 acres between two property owners in Hayes Township. Then, fast forward to this last week when the news broke about Mike Whitcomb from the DNR basically saying, hey, we're going to lease off public land, and then we're going to take the money from that, and we're going to buy more land. And people rightfully got upset. This is not something that the Department of Natural Resources should be involved in. They have now capitulated, RWE, that is, has said, we no longer are interested in the 420 acres that the DNR is looking to have bid. What remains is the 1,100 acres right next door to it that two property owners here in Hayes Township and Otsego County are looking to have a solar array built on it. Now, we have property owners in Hayes Township right next door that RWE has been pressuring them to sign setbacks. Now, in these setback agreements, it basically silences the property owners once they're given 250-foot setback versus the 30-foot setback that is the state requirement. So they're basically saying, oh, look, we're nice people. We're going to give you 250 feet, not the 30. Sign this. Go ahead, sign it. It's no big deal. It's not going to devalue your land. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen, is going to devalue other neighboring property owners' land value. And that's what they're upset about, besides the other obvious things that solar arrays are a complete misnomer. They're a joke and should not be any part of a mass-scale utility system. You want to put them on your home? You want to put them on your business? I am 100% all for that. I still think there's toxic chemicals. They're mostly made in China, mostly mined by children. These are not a great thing. Windmills are just as bad. I literally, Randy, would rather have a nuclear power plant put in my backyard then allow a solar array or a wind array to be built. It's that simple.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've talked about the toxic chemicals in these solar panels, primarily, Ian, because of the climate that we experience here in Michigan. the hot June, July, August heat causes the glass in the frames of these solar panels to expand and get hot. And then when it gets cold, they contract. And in that process, it breaks the seals, and all of the chemicals inside these solar panels end up leaching out of the panels into the soil, going into the underground water aquifers, potentially making our well water toxic. I mean, God only knows we already have enough problems with PFAS and other ground contamination. So I'm going to hold you through the break. We got lots to talk about on this subject. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Ian, when I talked about this story yesterday, and I know you were on my Patriot Brothers show, Justin Barclay, you guys talked about it yesterday. When I was discussing it, in reading the MERS News Service story as well as other stories on this. Larry Hull from Sheboygan, he ran for state representative a few years ago. He said that he checked with the Michigan Constitution, Article 10, Section 5, talking about the government's ability to lease our public lands. And he said that according to the Constitution, two-thirds of our legislature would have to approve the type of lease they're talking about. Also, he referenced House Bill 5120, and he talked about how they want now, the governor signed it into law, that the Michigan Public Service Commission can approve permitting processes instead of going through your local planning commissioners, zoning ordinances, and things like that. And he said, basically, and I agree with him, this needs to be challenged in court. We can't have a governor appointing members, very liberal members, to the Michigan Public Service Commission approving these type of projects due to their agenda that they have. You know, Clean Air Energy Act by 2040, 100% of our electric grid going to be produced by, you know, solar panels and wind turbines. Yeah, right. Do you think, number one, that we have momentum on that because of this story with our state representatives? Ken Borton, I believe this is the state senator of this jurisdiction. Is it DeMoose or is it Huitenga?
It's Huitenga.
Huitenga. Okay. So Michelle and State Representative Borton are the elected officials. Are they talking about perhaps retaining an attorney and bringing a lawsuit and challenging not only House Bill 5120, but the governor signing it into law about the Michigan Public Service Commission being the body that approves these permits, these abilities, these activities? Is that discussion going on, if you know?
That's a great question. I do not know the answer to that, but I agree with you wholeheartedly. And this is actually why I am involved with this, right? So take it all the way back to 2020, we battled the health department, executive branch agency. Parents stepped forward when the mask mandates for the kids came forward because the schools and the health department, we got involved in that. Then another case out of Traverse City where somebody's free speech was being diminished because of the Department of Civil Rights, executive branch agency. Now we have the Michigan Public Service Commission that has this tremendous power to cite these things. And this was done in order to enact, like you said, that 100% renewable energy by 2050 or whatever the nonsense year is for that. That is what this Michigan Public Service Commission law enables them to come in and cite these things, taking the power away from the local jurisdictions. That's absolutely correct. What it moreover does is it supersedes these townships that don't have renewable energy or green energy, whatever ding-dong moniker you want to put on it, that don't have any zoning ordinance for this. That's what we're trying to do, is create a solid zoning ordinance that makes it so exorbitant for these developers to come in and say, let's plop down an 1,100-acre solar farm in Otsego County. We're putting together rules for zoning that say you're going to need a $10 million bond. We want a detailed reclamation plan. You're going to have this property for at least 5 to 10 years because we're finding out that within 3 to 5 years, these developments are getting sold off after the megawattage is half or a third of what they tell the township residents, the people that want that money, and the landowners. Once it says that it's a third of what they're developing or what they proposed, they sell that farm off. Now, these are all private equity firms that develop these things. That's what we're trying to challenge, and our property owners that we have that came to me back in the summertime and said, we moved here 3 years ago because Gaylord is so beautiful, and now they're going to lop down 1,100 acres literally right across the street from us. My heart is broken. How can you help us? That's when we started digging into this and finding out exactly that. The Michigan Public Service Commission needs to be challenged. But first, we've got to get zoning ordinances passed that can protect the landowners. Now, there are going to be people that want these developments. Of course, there's a lot of money involved in this. The Inflation Reduction Act is pumping millions of dollars into Michigan for this. So we're seeing it all over. Roscommon County has another 1,055-acre proposal, again, with the DNR. That has to be looked at. There's a private equity firm out of Royal Oak that is looking at developing that. All over northern, the Thumb area, I'm getting so many messages from these proposed developments that we have got to put our foot down. Our state representatives, our senators have got to step up to the plate, put their foot down. We definitely have the momentum right now, and now is the time for everybody to coalesce and come together and say, not in my backyard.
Yeah. Well, one thing that you mentioned with all these other municipalities around the state of Michigan, I think this lends itself to a perfect class action lawsuit where you could get a bunch of different communities being presented with these proposals and put them into one lawsuit.
Hold on, I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
You know where that's got to be filed? If you're suing a government agency, that gets filed in the court of claims. That is the swampiest court in the state of Michigan. We have to have local residences that are directly impacted that file suit locally. We want a local judge to have a declaratory action and or a temporary restraining order to stop these in lieu of a deck action. And that gets done locally.
Locally.
That's how the Iron Pig won. That is how it gets done.
Okay, but let me ask you this question. Doesn't the state or the governmental agency then have the right to appeal it to the court of claims and or appellate court anyway?
Well, it depends.
Okay.
It absolutely depends. So the court of claims is where you sue basically any government agency, right?
Right.
So that takes money to get that done in the court of claims. That's why, and again, they can absolutely appeal. Both of them will go outside and will go up the ladder to the court of appeals, regardless if it's in the local court
or in the court of claims. Gotcha. And the court of claims is more expensive to file in than it is locally.
Well, it's not a good route. We specifically stayed away from the court of claims. That's how we won. That's how the Iron Pig won.
Got it.
Everything outside has been a loss for us. Every administrative proceeding that we had was an L. As soon as we got in local court, we picked up the W's.
Got it.
So we've got a meeting at the Iron Pig this Friday that we're going to start to put together this plan to where we can stop this local development, but at the same time, we can craft a solid ordinance that can be copy and pasted in Presque Isle County or Montmorency County or Crawford or Roscommon that says to these developers loud and clear, you're going to need $50 million up front just to have the conversation with us. Because we don't believe that these things are the future. I'm sorry. You want to put them on your home? I will advocate for that all day long. Personal wind turbine generators, 100%. Put them on your home. Put them on your small business. Export that extra energy to the grid and make money. That, folks, is how we get this state in better shape, is by empowering the citizens to have their own energy production on their own property in a small-scale atmosphere that won't have environmental impacts like these large-scale, like you previously mentioned.
Got it. Now, I'm going to give you from my previous life information I'd like you to pass on and share with Ken Borden and Michelle Hatenga and others. Environmental impact study. What environmental impact regarding the production of oxygen, consumption of CO2 from these 400 acres of trees? You can actually hire a firm that can do an environmental impact study and tell you that. That's number one. Number two, you need a wetlands expert to go in and do a wetlands analysis report of wherever this property is located. They can actually walk the property freely. They don't even need permission of the owner. And they can look for indicator species that indicates wetlands on these properties. they were stopped. You know Goshen, the battery plant down there in mm-hmm. Big Rapids?
Mm-hmm.
I gave this information to the horse farmer down there. She contacted the Army Corps of Engineers in Washington, D.C. They did an environmental impact study and a wetland assessment and determined that there was a huge amount of wetlands that were going to be impacted. Naturally occurring wetlands must be mitigated at a ratio of 3 to 1. For every acre you're destroying, you've got to replace it with 3 brand new man-made mitigated wetlands, and it's got to be, the land's got to be purchased, the land has got to be developed, the plan has to be approved, they have to build it, and then once it's approved as a replacement wetland, it needs to be put under permanent easement to the state of Michigan. It can never be touched. So you're basically taking property taxes off of that land in perpetuity. And that's what basically stopped that battery plant from going forward. I think this needs to be done on these acres you're talking about in Otsego County.
Yeah, and again, this is just 1,100 acres in Otsego County. There's over 1,000 acres down in Roscommon. I am hearing just everywhere around the state that they are trying to ram these things through as quick as possible. And it's just ludicrous to me that anybody thinks that this is the future. Anybody. Michigan has double the national average of power outage hours. 14.6. Every single Michigan resident experiences, on average, 14.6 hours of outage every year. 7.3 is the national average. Our power grid is in such bad shape. How does any logical thinking adult expect solar and wind to replace coal and nuclear and hydroelectric dams and CNG powered plants? This to me is really where the conversation needs to, like, stop. Stop right now with all of this talk about, quote, renewable energy, unquote. It's not a thing, Randy. It's not a thing.
Absolutely.
It needs to be stopped right then and there. Let's have a logical adult conversation about science, about child labor, the chemicals that are used, and let's have a very frank conversation about the CO2 emissions required for each one of these projects. Solar and wind also received 5 times the amount of government subsidies, Randy. Why do you think that is?
Yeah.
Because they're all in it for the money. It's
absolutely
one big money laundering scheme. Absolutely, 100%. You will not convince me otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. Text message came in. Which Iron Pig location are you meeting on Friday and what time?
Noon, downtown.
Downtown location at 12 noon.
Yes.
Okay, and that's this Friday.
That is this Friday. Yep.
Okay, very good. I'm going to have to do some juggling around because I would like to attend this meeting. So maybe I could do my show from the Iron Pig on Friday?
You absolutely can do that.
Okay, very good. I'm going to talk to you about that later. We'll get the logistics worked out. 12 noon, folks, and it's open to the public, I'm assuming?
Absolutely. So this was organized by our property owners that are looking to fight back, and then we have added property owners there. So absolutely open to the public, encouraging any township officials to come from any county township. Let's get this figured out. Rising tide raises all ships, you guys.
Amen. All right, brother. Appreciate you doing this, and we'll see you on Friday.
You got it. Thank you, bro.
I'm the Hour News Break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning